Mount Pleasant police had to escort from the hall a man who wouldn't give up the mic.
Don't do that. You don't rip a microphone out of somebody's hands. We don't do that.
Why don't we have more money for health care?
A Ryan aide said later that the incident was the only serious disruption that occurred over a four-day span of 14 Ryan Town Hall meetings. Without exception, the crowds were large, friendly, and sympathetic to Ryan's position against the health care legislation approved by Democratic majorities in House committees.
My personal opinion is we should scrap this thing altogether and start on.
There were, however, some pointed questions and challenges.
The two Republican presidents, President George Bush Sr., did not authorize any health care programs, and Jr. was too busy starting an undeclared war in Iraq. He was too busy for health care.
After the shouting died down, Ryan responded.
You're going to be a little surprised at what I might have to say here.
Ryan first corrected the man by saying that George W. Bush did propose health care reform, but it came very late in his presidency.
And so my frustration is that my party did not tackle this issue when we should have, when we had the chance to tackle it.
Speaking to reporters afterward, Ryan said he was excited by the capacity crowds that met him at each location.
There are problems that are legitimate problems that need to get fixed. And my point is, let's fix what's broken in healthcare and not break what's working in healthcare. And I think that's the message that most people are trying to convey to their members of Congress.
Ryan is proposing new restrictions on insurance companies without including a public healthcare plan option. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm David Cole.